And we're joined now by Norwalk senior-to-be Claire Farrell, who recently competed at the 2022 Nike Outdoor Nationals on the campus of the University of Oregon. This track meet was part of the National Scholastic Athletics Foundation and held June 16th through the 19th at Hayward Field. Farrell was the only high school girl in the nation to meet the qualifying standards for three different events, running the 100, 200, and 400 dash. Claire, thanks for joining us on Radio Sports Page.
Thanks for having me.
First thing, let's take a look at some of your results from Oregon there. In the 100-meter dash, you finished 16th with a time of 12.29, and then the 200 dash, 11th place in 24.59, finishing one spot ahead of Class 4A champion Holly Duax of Sioux City West. And then in the 400-meter dash, that was your best event, 5th place with a time of 55.19, and that top 6 finish earned you All-American status. Just what was this experience like for you competing on the national stage?
Definitely a really like fun experience, because it was kind of like an introduction of what college will be like. High competition, really great, amazing athletes who are going to be big programs coming up, and they were able to push me, and I was just able to have like almost kind of like let loose, because like I didn't really have much to lose going against the girls, but I had like a lot to like gain. I was able to push myself and kind of like test how well I could do, you know?
Right. Now, those times that you ran, were there some PRs in there?
Yes, I got a PR in my 400 meters.
Okay, awesome. Now, would you say you met your expectations there in terms of what you wanted to do as far as times and places?
I definitely feel like I met my expectations for my 400, but like for my other events, like my 1, my 2, I feel like I think I did pretty okay in my 2, but I definitely feel like I could like definitely push myself a little bit harder. It wasn't really exactly the time I wanted to get out of like running our nationals, but I still feel like I like my form was good, but I just feel like I need to like push myself a little bit more so I'm like actually getting like my times down for my 1 and my 2.
And now obviously the reason you went out there was for track and field, but how long was your stay in Oregon, and you know, did you have some time to have some fun with your family?
I definitely had a lot of fun. Like, we stayed a day before and a day after, so I was able to like go hiking or like Eugene a little bit. It's definitely like a really nice town because it's about the size of Des Moines, so it was like something I'm kind of familiar with, like a small town, and it was just really fun to like just be there and experience everything with just besides from track.
I guess, what was your biggest takeaway from the whole experience there?
I just like the fact that I was able to meet like so many new people, and just like they're not just my competitors now. Like, I gained a lot of friends, and I was able to see how well I could do under pressure. Like, sometimes it's really hard to like go to like a national type of meet, and like sometimes it's easy to crack under pressure, but like I feel like this was kind of like a test to see like how well like I would, whether or not like it'd be hard, you know.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about a flashback to your high school season at Norwalk just a bit. You walked away from this year's state meet with 4 second place medals, including the 1, the 2, and the 4. Now that you've had some time to reflect on that, what's your lasting impression of, you know, your junior season of track?
My junior season was, I definitely was like proud of the outcome, because like I did do pretty well in state. I had a lot of fun doing that, but like I definitely feel like coming to senior season, I gotta like stay focused, and I gotta like go after my goals, because like this year I had some like good season best, but no real PRs except for my 100. But like I really want to come out like with my senior season with like some pretty good PRs.
So it left you pretty hungry, you know, despite all the success you had, left you pretty hungry for next year?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And as far as other sports at Norwalk, have you competed in any other sports? Do you still? And then any other extracurricular activities that you're involved in?
I used to run cross country, and I might even do it this year. I've always loved cross country because it's like a family like experience. Norwalk definitely does a good job at like making it feel like a family type of atmosphere. So I've always kind of enjoyed it, even though it's not really my best sport. I always liked it.
And then does running kind of run in the family? Did somebody, you know, introduce you to that sport early on?
No one ran in my family. Like, my dad did cross country back in, like, high school, but no, like, track runners in my family.
Okay, so you kind of picked that up on your own then?
Yeah. I kind of ran against my brother a little bit.
Yeah. And then how do you like to relax, you know, away from your studies and your running and your sports?
I definitely try to, like, let loose, because it's not always good to, like, always be, like, on, like, in the track atmosphere, because like that can be definitely like a lot, like really stressful. So I just try to like hang out with my friends, try to like just get like some alone time to myself where I can just like kind of like lay down and like be by myself, because always like having to like practice, always have to like, those are great things, but like it's definitely good to like separate for a little bit and just kind of have my own time.
Right. Now, where are you in terms of the college decision-making process? I'm assuming you have quite a few offers by now in track and are making plans for the next level.
I have to, like, go on visits. I haven't really made any decision yet, and I'm still kind of, like, trying to sort out some ideas. But I've had a few, but, like, I just not really sure quite yet. I got to definitely, like, look at all my options before I make any decisions.
Any front runners right now you want to talk about?
Not really at the moment. I feel like once I, like, go on visits, I'll kind of, like, dwindle down my choices. But, like, right now, I'm not really sure, and I'm very indecisive, so it definitely will take a bit.
Yeah, well, you've got some time, fortunately. So, and I guess just my last question is, what would be the ideal senior year for Claire Farrell at Norwalk High School, whether that's track, school, or just, you know, life?
I'm just hoping to have, like, a great senior year, end it on a good note. I just don't want to feel like there's something I could have done. I just want to kind of, like, end it knowing, like, that's how I wanted to feel, but still kind of be hungry for, like, the college season next year.
Well, Claire, we thank you for joining us on this week's Radio Sports Page. Congratulations on all your accomplishments during the high school season and now at this national meet. Definitely an impressive list that you've accomplished.
Thank you.